1990s. Naughty but nice. 1990 plenty of spare time now I was working on my own again for a living. Carol was doing the same hours as well, part-time, this gave us plenty of time to use the VW camper to the full. Trips to Dorset were quite frequent and we had established the area around Cogden Beach at Burton Bradstock as a favourite spot. Work was focused on video recorders that were steadily evolving into more sophisticated electronic control systems and the ever-faithful rubber belts were being phased out. This meant that the quick and easy bucks were becoming a thing of the past. It was inevitable that this was the era that would see radical changes in electronics. Good thing really, as we were about to embark on property development ideas at Mags Hill Buildings. 1991 Andrew was working at brother-in-law Paul's garage at Coombe Down, getting stick from the lads about his girlfriend Petunia, who was in fact Rachel Yelling, who he had impressed with his boxing skills and his borrowing of our new Rover 213 car to impress her. Ian Yelling, Rach's dad, was running his own transport company at this time and he and his family lived in a detached house in the High Street, Timsbury. Like all businesses at this time, he was coming under pressure to cut costs and repay the banks what he had borrowed during the good years of the 80s. He was looking at selling and downsizing his home to repay creditors. It was a time when banks gave free advice, which wasn't necessarily accurate, and when events took a turn for the worse were the first ones to pull the plug on your assets. 1992 we were looking at the new buildings in Baker Parade next to us in Mags Hill, Timsbury and wondering what we could do now to improve our own as the area was improving dramatically. Plans were drawn up to maximize the space available to make two cottages again out of the old shop and studio. Steve Parson was at building control for Wansdyke at this time and had bought the house next door, so we got plenty of free advice. The guy that was doing the groundwork for Austin Smith at Baker's Parade next to us was also helpful when it came to storing the stone we were taking off the old gable end to make it look tidy. Trying to borrow money from NatWest Home Loans was proving difficult. The bank at Bedminster had already agreed to a £20,000 loan, but we now had to go through this new company set up specifically for property loans. A nightmare was to begin unfolding for us. 1993 A decision was made as Andrew was now spending more and more time with his fiancée, Rachel, Rach for short, at her parents' house in North Road. To rebuild our home as two cottages again and let Andrew and Rach have the smaller cottage to live in as they wanted to get married. Time had come to bite the bullet and borrow the money to redevelop our plot. We knew that we needed to fit a new roof, sewage system, electrics, bathrooms etc. So, somewhere to live while all this upheaval was going on was a must. Off to the Leeds Building Society to see what we could borrow. Not a lot as it happens, as I, like most self-employed had, my accounts were minimal profit, not good for borrowing. We did manage in the end to borrow a maximum of £46,000 towards the £64,000 need to buy the bungalow of our choice. Now to see what we could raise by remortgaging our Masks Hill property. Weeks turned into months, phone calls and faxes flew between us. We made it to the solicitors at the same time as a cheque from NatWest for £26,000. The absolute maximum they would lend us. We stretched ourselves a bit to get what we really wanted, so now we were broke again and working full time. It took us 3 months to move completely. Andrew was still living at Mags Hill, unit till we took the kitchen away, he gave in and eventually moved to 8 Somerset Folly with us. Bonus was more space to store cars. 1994 we had borrowed all we could from bank and building society. This was turning out not to be enough, so Carol was able to take out a £2,500 personal loan. We sold off some of my workshop kit and begged the rest. This new year started off well. We had licked the roof into shape at Mags Hill, and were on track to complete one cottage, the smaller on 10. Money was now getting so tight, so yet another loan was required from the Bank of Doris to finish the kitchen and bathroom. We started to think about advertising for tenants, as we were now down to about £400 in the bank. Made it by the skin of your teeth. So stressful, would not do it again. THS was now August, and a young couple from Bath, Lee Thomas ans Rachel Hud, were interested. They agreed, no pets, no children, perfect, money problems solved with their deposit and first month's rent now putting is in credit again, just. We were so elated, we spent £65 hinga cheap, and rank, caravan for a well-earned break. What a year. 1995, we had a problem now, I on the shape of Andrew and Rach wanting to get married and move into a place of their own in Poulton. We helped as much as we could, but Rach wanted to do her own thing and we left them to sort out their mortgage and we offered to stand guarantor if needed. We were needed, money we saved up for Andrew had been spent on cars and we were under pressure to fund the wedding and the move. Not easy when you're in the middle of a rebuild yourself. All stop on site for 18 months until we had cash to start again. The families rallied round and we made the church decorations and food ourselves. Help came from the big circle of family and friends and we even managed a horse and trap for Rach. No expense was spared for that wedding, or so the village thought. Even my mother managed to get transported from Bath. We booked the Conigra Hall for the day and Ian Yelling managed to get some cheap sparkling wine for the occasion. 80 guests to the wedding reception was the limit for family and very close friends. 300 for the evening reception and party. Apart from a few gate crashes, it all went well, and we drunkenly made our way home. Left Andrew in the kitchen with his head in a bowl blotto. 1996 January saw Dave Reeves and Carol, his partner, wanted to move permanently to Timsbury having heard we were getting rid of our tenants from hell, Rachel Hud and Lee Thomas now expecting their first child. Our tenants until she became pregnant in a one-bedroom house and got herself at the top of the housing list at our expense. Devious couple. Still, the plus side was new tenants that were already friends were a bonus. With money coming in from Carol now working full-time and rent coming in, we started building number 1 Mags Hill to custom specification for Carol and Dave. The video machines were still making good money at this point. I spent days doing the building work and evenings doing video recorders. Life was not yet easy by any means. But then nothing that's worth it never is it? Dave Reeves was by now helping with the build as well as building up his own computer business. Giles Meveril, our trainee from Avon Video Services days, came over from Weston-super-Mare, where he now lived with his wife. Good to see him again. Things were taking shape and computers were taking over in business again. 1997 working in the shed at Somerset Folly, Rach and Andrew back home with us, Bernice, niece and Andrew's cousin, wanted to move out of Bristol and rented Rach and Andrew's house in Poulton so we could get her into local authority housing. Complicated or what? We are now well on the way to completing 1 Mags Hill and getting used to having children and friends in the house again. Sometimes a bit cramped, always more expensive than you think. The time had come to shrink the video recorder repair business to just stasis in Bath and stop all work in Bristol. Repairs were becoming harder to make easy money with changing technology, meaning it too much expense to repair. Time to look for alternative form of income. Dave Reeves suggested investing in selling computers as he had a range of suppliers for parts at competitive prices. But too many people were at it now and margins were getting tighter and tighter. Still, if you don't try, I needed to have my own transport again for this newfound work, so a car from Mike Gorham, Dave Gorham's brother, suggested by Andrew, was purchased by selling on paper our Metro car to Carol and using her money from some John Molam shares sale. Grey BMW 530i, very swish. 1998 time to take a breather from video recorders when we got back from American holiday with Rach and Andrew. Bernice had got a flat in Radstock, which meant the Paulton house could be sold and another brand new bought at Underknoll in PC down St. John. I managed to get involved in a new circle of computer clients at this time, leading to more lucrative income. Other work in the form of security systems and lighting were now filling my time. I was getting stiffer in the legs and back, why was I grunting when I made any effort? This was something new to get used to at the age of 50, and why do my knees hurt so much? God, I'm cracking up, I think. The summer was spent working outdoors in Carlingcott on Peter Boren's bungalow security system. I was forwarded by my son Andrew as someone technically competent to help sort out a problem with an installer of security systems from Wales. I took it in my stride and proved my worth in the job. As a result, I was Mr. Boren's right-hand man who could do no wrong. 1999 computers are us this year and security systems at Carlingcott with Peter Boren at Mill Cottage and Ed Galaxia at the Mill. Ian Grinstead was contacted for spares in Radstock and this was the birth of smart computers in London Road, Bath. Start of a good business relationship which would last many years. Opportunity to hone IT skills with the Millennium Bug hovering in the background providing opportunity to make the money honey, while the bug was hot. It came, it went, the world did not stop, life carried on as normal. We formed Munro IT Support Limited with David Oakenson at Trowbridge and all his accountancy business clients. December was spent in Camp Hobson, a large department store in Newbury, Berkshire, sorting out 32 computers and 22 POS tills in the various departments. A long job and very thoroughly done it was too. I was now unstoppable in IT support. I had made the necessary impressionable contacts for a future enterprise. Use browser back button to return to previous page to Millennium.